Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Tuesday, December 19th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And as always, I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. It is a beautiful, wet, rainy day here in Southern California, but it's still a beautiful day. I woke up. Hey, Brina. Welcome. Christian, hey, welcome back. Hey, Frankie. And I have to say it always, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or on the replay, thank you very, very much. Much appreciated. Always appreciate it. What kind of discussion we can get in today. Hey, Angela, welcome back. Welcome. Hey, Blunt, welcome. As usual, I have to upload my outro song. Okay, so let's get into it. All right, domestic abuse. Is the man always the one believed? Can and will law enforcement protect women if women do not press charges? And also wanted to add something to that. Why does it seem like that law enforcement, when they are the abuser, they tend to get a pass? Hey, Minnesota, welcome. So that's what I would like to know today. That's what I would like to discuss. So they say that on average, more than 1 million women in the United States are abused every year. Worldwide is over 1 billion. So why is domestic violence so high? Why does a lot of it go unreported? Does it go unreported because women are afraid to come forward? Because if they do, then their spouse or their significant other will retaliate and it will be worse. Are children involved? Are children a reason to stay? Brina says inflated egos. I think that's the reason people don't know how to control anger. So I personally believe that domestic violence against women has been going on since the beginning of time. And I say that because women have always been considered second-class citizens. So why doesn't the law protect them? And then when women do fight back to the point where they end up killing their significant other or their spouse, usually, more often than not, the woman goes to jail. Even if it wasn't something planned, even if it was just in the midst of a fight, whatever, and he's beating her up and she grabs a gun and shoots him or hits him over the head with a baseball bat or a frying pan or something, and he dies. Why is it usually that a woman is arrested and usually convicted? You know, why is it that when, hey, Pink Squirrel, welcome back. Why is it when you get a call about domestic violence at someone's house, the neighbor calls, or, you know, the people upstairs are making too much noise, so the neighbor downstairs calls, and police officers seem to take the man aside and say, hey, you know, why don't you chill out, cool out, whatever. Why don't they just take him in? Why is it that you need a woman to press charges and you see that her face is beaten up, the kids are crying? Why do they have to press charges? Why does it have to get to that point? But yet, if there was a fight in the middle of the street somewhere or out in public, you're not concerned about who's pressing charges. You see that someone's been beat up, you immediately take the aggressor into custody. Is because you're going to someone's home? Why is it that society seems to be more concerned about, you know, and I know I'm getting off subject a little bit, but I'm tying this in. Why does it seem like society is more interested in, you know, you can't teach your child that, you can't spank your child, you know, you can't do this, you know, you can't do that, but it's okay to beat up your spouse or your children in the privacy of your own home, and you can get away with it. Hey, Ace, welcome. So, yeah, the frying pan. One says, police have the option to press charges on behalf of the victim. My ex was abusive. I went to the police, but changed my mind on pressing charges. Police press charges against him anyway. That is good. But Blunt, statistics show that most police do not press charges if the woman does not. You know, but, you know, it's you know, again, it seems like that we just live in a lopsided world. I mean, well, we do live in a lopsided world. You know, society is all concerned about what's going on in your home. But if you knew someone was being abused by their spouse, even if it was a woman who was abusing her husband, if it was a, you know, if it were the other way around, a lot of times people want to look the other way. Well, that's their problem. That's a personal thing. You know, but it's not personal if you're, you know, if you're allowing your little boy to dress up like a little girl, or you're, you know, letting your little girl, you know, dress up like a little boy, then all of a sudden society is in your face and in your house, and they have something to say. So why is it that with domestic abuse and domestic violence, it seems to be different? You know, why is it that across the world that more than 1 billion women lack protection against domestic violence? Now, we know that in some places of the world, women are considered literally nothing. There's something that you own. you know, but between the physical, the sexual, emotional, and economic forms of violence, these are all things to, you wonder why people are not right. When I say not right, I mean why, you know, Mary's not right in the head. Hey, T-Gun, welcome. You know, because her husband's been beating her up for the past 10 years. You know, does a man really want a woman that is afraid of him? Do you really want your children to be afraid of you? You know, when you go out and you're around your friends, do you always want your companion to have makeup on to cover up last night's fight? You know, and again, I ask, T-Gun says, some men confuse respect with fear. You're right. You know, fear is not respect. I don't know. You know, they say that gender-based violence is a global epidemic. But how do we fix it? How do we fix it? And is law enforcement part of the problem? You know, when it comes to law enforcement, you have almost 40% of police officers deal with domestic violence in their household, but less than 1% have action taken against them. Usually if a spouse of a police officer is being beaten, and if she reports it, she's retaliated against from his fellow officers or her fellow officers. Why is that? But that same police officer will go over to your house and possibly arrest you or tell you to chill, but yet you're going home and you're beating up your own wife or your own children. Why do police officers get that pass? T-Gun says it starts at home with teaching children emotional regulation better. Brotherhood mentality is BS. Yes, it is. You know, and for women, I don't understand why they don't press charges. I mean, I understand that there's that fear there, but it's going to happen again. They're going to come home and they're going to say, oh, baby, I'm sorry. Here's some flowers, or I'll take you to dinner. And then the next day they're pissed off because you didn't fix dinner the way they wanted to. You know, is it dependent upon the state that we live? Brina says certain men can break a woman down mentally so low they feel they can't do better. You know what? You are absolutely right. But let me ask you this, Brina, where was your self-esteem before that? Were you already someone who did not feel confident? Were you someone who mentally you weren't strong? Were you the person that got picked on at school? Were you the one who married this guy or started dating this guy in the first place because you felt that you couldn't do better? T-Gun says, narcissists feed on people that take the abuse. Brenda says, that's right. Back to what Tegan said, it starts in the home. You know, and I believe that. I have two cousins who were, you know, their fathers were abusive. And what's interesting is these two fathers were brothers. Their children grew up to be abusive. One of them three times over, married three times. They're not allowed in my home. I don't even like talking to them. They were not, but they're my aunts were. You know, so, you know, it's, you know, I don't know. I, you know, I just think that if more women, and I know women are also on the, men are on the receiving end of abusive women. But I think that if whomever is being abused picked up a baseball bat or something and slapped the crap out of somebody just one time, maybe, just maybe, that person will think again before they raise their hand. Because you're not just affecting the children. I mean, the you're not just affecting your spouse or your significant other. You're affecting your children also. And you're screwing up any relationships, any productive, loving relationships they could have when they get older. I mean, it got to the point where, you know, one time we were out at a family function, and, you know, one of the uncles started going off so bad that, you know, my father, you know, put us in the car and said, we're going home. But called the police and went back to make sure that everything was okay and said, we're never going to associate here again. And we didn't. He said, when you all get older, you can do whatever you want to, but as long as, you know, you're a minor in my house, we're not going over there anymore. And we didn't. You know, when you see children that witness, hey Shorty, welcome. When you see children that witness their parents being beaten, that's not a sight that you want to see. Especially when those same children grow up to be the abuser and they're behaving exactly the way their father did. It's a sad sight. No problem, Shorty. Angela says, my son was physically abused by his first wife. He would call me and say, and I say, call the police. He would say they won't believe me, and they probably wouldn't. T-Gun says they learned to think it's acceptable behavior. So, you know, Angela, I have a problem with that because we were talking about this on another show because children, when it comes to certain things, children don't lie. They may lie about, yeah, I took a cookie. Yeah, I did my homework. You know, yeah, I cleaned up my room. But when it comes to, you know, being abused either physically or on a sexual level, children usually don't lie. And I think it's sad that law enforcement usually wouldn't be believe them, because they would probably think that, oh, you're probably retaliating against your mother because, you know, she told you to clean up your room or something. And I think that's sad. You know, why is it that when you talk to people, that when you have children that are being abused and the courts feel that, you know, it's best to keep the family together, it's best, hey dude, welcome, you know, it's best to keep the family together, we don't want to break up the family, you know. But then all of a sudden, why is this kid has been in the ER 5 times in the last year? Hey, crazy. I mean, how many times is this kid going to fall off his bike? How many times is he going to run into a wall? How many times is he going to fall out of a tree? And sometimes when they finally get around to taking the child out of the home, is usually too late. Are those the people who just shouldn't be parents, or they just have anger issues? You had a case last week where a woman's husband shook their newborn so hard that he snapped his neck because the baby wouldn't stop crying. It's a newborn. Is that a man that should never have procreated? Is this a woman who never should have, you know, had a baby with this man, because more than likely he was probably violent before you even got pregnant? Angela says his wife's mother beat on her dad, and she must have thought that was the thing to do. Angela, I'm sorry that happened to a child of yours. Yeah. Yeah, weird. Fell out of a tree onto a fist and in the eye. Right. You know, so, hey, boss, welcome. You know, so what does it take for some people to stop doing what they're doing? What does it take for people to stop with the fist, with the slap, with the belt, with the whip? And I'm not talking about spanking your children. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with spanking your children. I think, you know, yes, sometimes children do. Yes, you know, as Brina once said, you know, they need that pow-pow. But, you know, but if you're someone who you come home and you're just pissed off and you're, you know, you're beating your wife because, you know, whatever. You're screaming, yelling at your kids because they're telling you to stop. Not a problem, crazy. But how many breaths do people have to take, T-Gun, before they even start talking? Cognitive intervention. How many breaths do people have to take before, you know, they just don't do anything? You know, it's you know, they say less than 40% of women will seek some type of action against someone who's intimate, that they're intimate with, is committing domestic violence against them. As many as it takes, it's called discipline. I mean, do women need to literally, you know, pull out that baseball bat? But again, I ask, why is it that when a woman does take action, and that action results in a death or severe injury towards the person who was the aggressor, they're usually the ones who are convicted more often than acquitted? Why is that? Hello, Jenny. Welcome. Is it the jury? Is it that the jury is that's chosen is more biased towards the woman? Is it that she didn't have a great lawyer? The prosecution was better? The judge was biased? T-Gun says the equality factor is tipped towards the male side, and that's BS also. I mean, do we have a jury of your peers? Should it be, if it was a jury full of all women, would the woman get off more often than not? You know, again, I mean, is it just that society, yes, it is a messed up. You know, is society so screwed up that women will always not be believed, or that a child will not be believed? If a child kills their parent because they were beating them up every day for the past year, and they just got sick of it, and one day they took that baseball bat and hit their mother or father upside the head and killed them, should that child be believed? Did the teacher see them coming to school every day with bruises? What do you do? Menendez style. I mean, you have people who hold their breath every time their spouse walks through the door. Every time, you know, you hear the car drive up in the driveway. Why should people live like that? Why should they have to? Why should children witness behavior that they more than likely will carry over into adulthood, and they repeat the same cycle, and they're just like their mother, they're just like their father? I mean, you know, I, you know, and what will it take for women to press charges, to tell someone? Hey, Power Girl. Hey, Ellie. Welcome. You know, how many people are that bystander? And they don't say anything. I mean, if you had a friend who was being abused by her spouse or her boyfriend, are you that person that just stands on the sideline and you don't say anything? Me, I am saying something. I have said something. It got into a big argument, but I said something. Hey, Ellie.
Hello, Solid. How are you doing?
I am good.
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I just found your topic pretty interesting.
But do you want to add anything?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just need to open up about the story. I mean, a toxic relationship I've been before, maybe. And I could have said that I was observing some domestic violence, you know, while I was into that relationship. And that's, you know, that's just something that most of the women, you know, don't like to talk about it because they just might feel vulnerable, you know, because everything just trying to, you know, judge you, okay? What's wrong? You know, what was wrong? You know, like, you couldn't, like, leave the relationship, you know. They just, you know, see you as a, like, a vulnerable person, you know.
But do you think that it's possible that if women said something, that it would shed light on the man and have people take a closer look at him and see that he's not this great person that everybody thinks that he is, that he's really a violent animal?
Well, I can say that never trust to a man that is doing domestic violence against you, because they can be very dangerous and they're not trustworthy. That's just what I think. And it just came back to the, you know, to their childhood and to their, like, patterns that their parents, you know, used to, like, take it, you know, against them.
Okay. All right. Hey, son, welcome. Hello. And T-Gun says, you see me with black eyes, might mind your business. I tripped. Okay, everybody is saying hello to each other. Okay, Brina says, you can have the best support group in the world, but if your mental makes you feel you're not worth enough, you'll keep going back. So, Brina, but that's what I'm talking about. I mean, are people who are in domestic violence situations, Ellie, I'm gonna put you on mute for a moment. Are people who are in domestic violence situations, are they already people who have that low self-esteem? I mean, are you going to find someone who is, you know, a strong person or seemingly strong, not in those relationships? Or do some women who are in those relationships come out to be very strong to the point where, you know, they may sabotage other relationships that they may have just because, you know, they're going into it where you're not going to F with me, how do I want to say this? They go into it where they're very much on the defensive. No worry, Ace. No worry. I'm glad you're able to listen. Thank you, everybody, for liking the show. Brenda says, yes, I believe so, but even a strong-minded woman can be broken down. Okay, so can we switch that around? Can we break down a man? Or that abusive mother who's beating up on the children and on the husband? Can you break down the other person? Ellie? What do you think? Okay, boss says, absolutely. I mean, are we giving men too much credit? And I keep saying men because men are mostly the ones who are the aggressor. I mean, can you turn the tables and break down that man? Can you start to gaslight them? My question was, can you turn the tables and, you know, start making the man who's beating you, you know, make them feel weak? You know, make them feel like that you can break them.
You mean emotionally, right? Not physically.
Yeah, emotionally, physically, whatever.
Yeah. That really like hurts for men, especially for men, because, you know, according to their instinctive needs, yeah, they just, you know, can really break them, you know.
So if you were, okay, so if your husband came home and he wanted dinner, can you start leaving little clues like, you sure you want to eat that? If you eat this, then this may happen to you. You know, maybe you put something in it that makes them get sick or something. You don't kill them, but you just start doing little things where, you know, he starts looking at you twice like, do I really want to eat this food? Because what is she going to do? Like, can you start to gaslight him where you start doing little things around the house? You know, the frying pan scenario, Brina, you know, like, yeah, okay, you want to do this? You know, you just kind of start doing little things where he's starting to look over his shoulder, wondering what you're going to do to him as opposed to what he's going to do to you. TQ says, I don't want to end up on Forensic Files. Oh, Lord, either Forensic Files or cold case, hey, you know.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I've just read the news about a 70-year-old woman who killed his husband, you know. And, I mean, she cut all his bodies and, you know, put it in the, you know, like a suitcase. So, yeah, that's just, you know, heartbreaking.
I mean, did she do it because he had been beating her for a long time? I mean, at the age of 70.
She did it because he was always disrespecting his wife, you know, calling her bitch, you know, whatever. And she couldn't take it anymore. And plus, the man was kind of like having like trust issues. He was trying to control his wife. And that was the end of the story. He was killed by, you know, his wife.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, at what point do people snap? I mean, for me, that's the thing. You don't know a person's breaking point. You don't know how far, because I think we all have a point where we just can't take certain things anymore, be it whatever. I think we all have a breaking point for various things. So if you're going to continue to abuse someone, even if it's just, it may not be physically, but it's verbally, at what point is that person going to snap? At what point are you going to disrespect them just once too often in front of friends or, you know, out when you're out and about and you're just going to do it one time too often? You don't know a person's breaking point. So all of these people who have suffered years of abuse, at what point do they fight back? And for some of these women, they fought back. They may end up in jail. But guess what? You're not walking around anymore because you're dead. They're in jail, but you're dead. You know, so Angela says, my mom took my dad out years ago before domestic violence laws. Wow. Yeah, TQ, they are. You know, but, you know, that's why I say that, you know, women who have been, you know, if the police have been to your house 20 times and nothing has happened, and then on the 21st time they come and your husband's laying dead by a gunshot wound or you know, you've been stabbed 30 times or whatever. And the husband is laying on the living room floor dead. And they're putting the wife in handcuffs. You know, it's like, well, y'all were here 20 times before. You all didn't do anything. Then on 21, I'm the one that's in handcuffs? I'm the one that's going to jail? Why? TQ says, my grandparents had a bad relationship when my mother was growing up, even shot him two different times. Wow. Hey, Spanky, welcome. You know, so, I mean, I you know, at what point will people get it? And will they just get it when that person snaps? That's just like the school bully. You tell the parents, you know, your kid keeps messing with my kid. Oh, your kid's just a wuss. You know, your kid keeps messing with my kid. Oh, your kid, you need to get them to man up, or she's this or she's that. You know, and then the school says, oh, well, we'll separate them. We'll put him on one side of the room and we'll put them on the other side of the room. Your kid's, you know, still, you know, beating up my kid, whatever. Then my kid comes to school with a gun, bang, bang, your kid's dead. Then all of a sudden, my child's this evil person. Well, didn't we tell you? What is that breaking point? What is that threshold where people have had enough and they take matters into their own hands because they did everything they were supposed to do, but the system didn't work? Okay, and TQ says my grandfather deserved it.
What's the best approach against violence?
Especially
for women. Do you think that women should learn, you know, or taking any martial arts to protect themselves?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Not just against their husbands, but they should take some type of defense, whatever, just to protect themselves, period. You know, but yeah, I do. I think that it would be really surprising for a man if one day, you know, he goes to hit his wife and she turns around and does a back kick on him or, you know, yeah, whatever. You know, I think he would think twice the next time he went to hit her.
Yeah. If you're in any danger, guys, you know, and you think that you can do anything, just target the balls. It works for you.
I mean,
yeah, see, I mean, just a technique, you know. In Taekwondo, you just need to kick it if anyone was trying to hurt you.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, just protect yourself, period. Son says his grandfather threw an ashtray at her forehead and busted it open because my grandmother confronted him about cheating with the neighbor. Wow. Spanky says my kids all have years of self-defense. You know, so, I mean, again, I just say that you don't know what someone's breaking point is. You don't know when someone's going to snap. You don't know if one day you are going to be on cold case files because they can't figure out who killed you. And it was, you know, I mean, you know, I'm just, you know,
And how about yourself? I mean, are you just the kind of person who is patient and, you know, and your threshold is really high, you know, you can barely get angry?
I have a high threshold when it comes to certain things, but I tend to just sit back and I just watch and I just wait. I mean, I have had people who have said things to me and who have, I mean, have lied to my face and whatever. And I just go, okay. You know, but I just sit back and wait, you know, because there's always going to be an opportune time. There's always going to be an opportune tune time. I tend to go off more when it comes to I tend to go off when it comes to inequality and unfairness in society. I'll put it like that. But when it comes to me dealing with people one-on-one, I'll just sit back and I'll go, okay, yeah, all right, sure, really? Oh, okay. So, you know, but
if you don't mind asking, do you use profanity when you're angry at someone?
Sometimes.
Okay. I was just worried about myself because, you know, I'm just a pretty calm person and everyone sees me, you know, they're just consider of me, a, you know, like a really laid back girl. But, you know, I just have this really high threshold. But whenever I get angry, you know, you can't ever imagine that this is Ellie, you know. And
I mean, you know, even, you know,
freaked up by myself. Yeah.
I mean, you know, some people they show their hand. I mean, you have those people who just fly off the handle at every little thing. I mean, if someone, you know, you have those people who when the light turns green and they're honking at the person who's in front for them to go, it's like, can you give people a chance to, you know, to go? Because see, I'm the person that people will probably honk at me and people do, because if I'm the lead car at the stoplight and the light changes green, I don't immediately go. I look both ways because there's always that fool who's going to come through the, you know, through the intersection, and people are like honking at me, you know. But you have those people who I say just fly off the handle with just anything, you know. But those are the people who, when you're dating them, those are the people that even if they're your friends, you know, I have distanced myself from people who tend to fly off the handle and get angry, who, you know, you're talking to them and they just get mad because you say something. It's like, I can't, you know, I don't need to deal with those people. So to me, those are the warning signs in a relationship that if you're, you know, if you meet someone and they're flying off the handle, if you marry them or if you move in with them or get into an intimate relationship with them, are they going to be the person that, you know, you say something they don't like and they are, and they're slapping you? But do they need to be careful? Because I may be the person who will slap you back.
Exactly. So do you think that turn the other cheek is nonsense?
I think turn the other cheek, if it's physical, I think it is a bunch of crap. Because somebody hits me, I'm hitting them back. But if it's something where it's verbal, depending on what it is, you can just walk away. But some things that are said that are verbal that you can't walk away from, and you cannot allow people to get away with it. That's what I think. And Brina says, yep, I can't keep people around that are getting mad easily either. Let's see. A said, grab his fedora hat. Nothing, Madam. Good day and blessings. And Spanking says being a Leo doesn't take much to set people off anymore. I mean, you know, it's I don't know. You know,
just making complicated for you. Sorry.
No. I mean, that's fine. I like people to push back. Gym girl, welcome back. You know, yeah, when people push, I mean, I like to have, you know, that makes the conversation in interesting. So, you know, but yeah, you know, so once again, it's do these women who are involved or anyone who's involved in a domestic violence situation need to start pushing back? Do they need to start showing a little bit of gumption, showing some teeth, showing you mess with me, you do it again, and you are going to be surprised? Because I think that there are some men and women out there who are extremely dangerous. But at the same time, don't we all have a little bit of danger in us? I mean, no one really knows how dangerous somebody can be until it happens.
Yeah. To be honest, we are born instinctively pretty wild.
I believe that to a certain degree. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And as you're just, you know, like, you see the human living pretty civilized, you know, it just because of our backstory, you know, because of the, you know, past, we've been developed, right? And more cultural.
I just know if somebody, even though my son is an adult, you mess with my kid, if I'm 220, you know, whatever, you mess with my kid and I'm able, it's over, period.
Yeah. So turn the other cheek is not working these days, to be honest, because people can't appreciate your forgiveness and your favor. That's just what I think. You can barely find people, yeah, who really gratitude your kindness. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, when people make fun of other people getting hurt, when people, you know, make jokes of other people getting hurt. I mean, we live in a world now where violence is just something that's an everyday thing. And it's like, oh, well. I mean, and I can attest that I'm one of those people that, you know, and I shouldn't be, but every time I hear that there's another shooting here in this country, I'm like, oh, okay. Before it was like, oh my God, you know, now it's like you hear it and it's like, oh, it's going to rain tomorrow. And I feel bad that I've been conditioned, you know, like that, but you know, the world has just become violent. Like when someone falls, let me see, I missed something here. It's low-key funny if they get up and they are okay though. You know, it's, you know, you see more and more when I see people, and this is what I say when I say you don't know what someone's snapping point is. You see those videos of people who think that they can just slap people and walk away. But people will turn around, you slap me, I'm socking you. And a lot of times it's a younger person knocking the crap out of a much older person. And they are justified. I mean, at this point, I don't even think a person's age matters. If you're 90 and you slap me, I'm slapping you back. Probably with a closed fist. to let you know, don't try again. You know, so again, so, you know, man hits his wife. Does a woman need to pick up that iron cast skillet and slap the crap out of him, knock him in the head, knock him out? And when he comes to, she's either gone or she's sitting on the sofa watching the TV like nothing happened.
Yeah, me and Shorty are pretty good at it, being savage sometimes. And so, I would just have a question for you. Like, if you're just observing a domestic violence maybe in this public and you're just the only one, the only observer, right? So what would be your reaction?
Well, you're saying if I'm just a bystander and I'm looking?
Yeah, I mean, what is just your, I mean, what would be your
depending reaction? Upon what it is, because I've been a bystander at a couple of things, and I have a couple of times I have intervened, and a couple of times I have gone to get help or call 911. I'm not just going to stand there.
Oh, that's cool, because it's not happening here. I mean, you know what I mean? People are just used to watching.
Yeah, they are. They are. And spanking, if the woman hits with the pan first, well, then she gets hit back. I mean, you know, if you're hitting someone and it's unprovoked, then you get hit back. You know, so you know. So yeah. You know, I mean, people, again, I just say, you know, just the amount of violence, not just in this country, but amount of domestic violence, again, across the world, which they say is about 1 billion against women. You know, you look at the violence against children, you look at the violence against against grandparents. Like, when I say against grandparents, I'm talking about the grandchildren against the grandparents, you know, whatever, or the children against their parents. It's sad, you know, but if people started to fight back, or if the laws were changed where you don't do it again, if some of these countries where women are considered nothing, where if they walk around and they uncover their face, they get beat by their husbands. If some of these laws were changed, even though some of these laws have been ingrained for thousands of years, will it stop? Will it stop? If you're dating someone and you see that red flag on that first date, run. You see the red flag on the fourth date, run. You see the red flag before you're walking, before, you know, you walk down the aisle 5 minutes before, you don't say, I do. You say, I'm not. Stop being concerned about what other people think, because other people don't live your life. Other people are not going to, you know, have to deal with the stuff that you have to deal with. Most people are just putting in their 2 cents, and they don't have to deal with the things that you're dealing with. And I don't think it's okay to stay for the children. I think that's one of the worst things you can do, is stay for the children. Spanking says it unfortunately will never stop. And I'm sorry, Ellie, what were you about to say?
No, I'm sorry, because I just suddenly interrupted you. No, I was just trying to say, when it comes to relationship, most of the people, especially when you're just falling in love with somebody, you're just losing your sightseeing, or you just would go blind. you can, you know, recognize that, yeah, it's just a red flag, and you should, you know, in the relationship, you know what I mean? So you just would get irrational.
But why don't people end the relationship? Why do people stay? I mean, again, I say, are you afraid that you won't get another boyfriend if you let this one go, or you won't get another girlfriend if you let this one go? I mean, okay, Spanky says fear, embarrassing. You know, I mean, okay, so you're the only person who shows up at Thanksgiving dinner without a date. I'd rather show up single than show up with that date that, you know, just hit me. You know, so is fear of starting over. You're right. I mean, a lot of people don't want to start over. Yeah. But people start over with a lot of things. People lose their jobs, they start over. People quit their jobs, they start over. You know, people try to start a business and they start over. I mean, people start over for so many different things, so many different reasons people are starting over. Why not start over on a relationship, especially if it's one that will keep you healthy? But is it really love, Spanky?
It's not love. It's a trap. You know why we got into trap? Because of our past traumas in childhood. We just need to fix all those of traumas and get ready for the next relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't think that it is love. How do you love someone that's beating the crap out of you? How do you love someone that after they get finished beating you, they're beating your children?
Yeah.
They're beating the dog. How do you love someone that does that? That's not love. That's the four letter word to me is fear. No, I know you meant that the victim says that is love. I don't think that it is love. I think that it's fear. The four letter word is fear. You stay out of fear. See, some people are comfortable or used to have that person around. Again, are you comfortable to get beat up all the time? Death fear. So definitely fear. So guys, that's my hour. Y'all know I try to keep these shows to an hour. So I will be back tomorrow, and I will have open discussion on Thursday. No open bar on Friday. My kid's mother was killed by her boyfriend. B.O.T. What is BOT? Is that boy? Yeah, but boyfriend. Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. Very, very sad. Thank you, Brina. And Ellie, thank you very much for popping up on the panel. And Ace and Crazy, I'm glad you were able to make it, because I know you guys are working and busy. And Power Girl, I know that you are in the bathroom listening. So I appreciate wherever you guys are able to listen. Yeah. Early on when Power Girl first came on the show, she said that her job, they are so strict with social media and phones and what have you, that people go all different places to do certain things with their phones and tablets, you know, what have you. So yeah. I appreciate it. So, and everybody, thank you for liking the show and coming. I'm sorry, Ellie, what?
I mean, you're welcome. That's just a nice, such a nice time with you always. And sorry, I'll be just feeling a little tired because I had a pretty tiring day.
Well, thank you for taking time to come up. So, All right, y'all. So I am going to leave you guys with the outro song today is going to be with the late great Nancy Wilson, accompanied by Cannonball Adderley. And this is called "The Masquerade is Over." So if you can, listen to the words. And just in case y'all haven't noticed, I'm a Nancy Wilson fan.
Your eyes don't shine like they used to shine and the thrill is gone when your lips meet mine. I'm afraid the masquerade and so is love, and so is love. Your words don't mean what they used to mean. Now they're just routine. I'm afraid the masquerade is over, and so is love. And so is love. I guess I'll have to play Pagliacci and get myself a clown's disguise, and then I'll learn. With tears here in my eyes, you look the same. You're a lot the same. No, you're not the same. I'm afraid the masquerade is over, all over, and so is love.
And that's it, everyone. laughing at what TQ said. Oh, yes, that's the late, great Nancy Wilson. The masquerade is over. All right, y'all, and the show is over. So I hope to see you guys tomorrow. Enjoy your day and evening wherever you are in the world. Bye.